Page 313. Asadi. Lack of faith. Sada means faith, but it is not sada to hold the view that is not sound and reasonable. Sada refers only to acceptance of the right beliefs about the true Dharma, the true Buddha, the true Sangha, and the law of karma. The belief in karma is the right belief based on faith. In the exegesis of the three refuges, Sarana, the commentaries describe the belief as ditiju karma, that is rooted in sadha. Like the belief in karma, the belief in the true Buddha, the true Dhamma and the true Sangha is a matter of faith. Every religion has God or Supreme Teacher. The doctrine revealed or taught by the founder and the disciples who follow the doctrine. How are we to know whether they are genuine or not? The answer is that a true Buddha must have 9 attributes. One of the attributes is arahang, which means freedom from hatred, ignorance, and other defilements. And as such, it suffices to reveal the genuineness of the teacher. It is said that the so-called God or Creator wants human beings to revere and worship Him and punishes those who fail to do so. Well, this shows His craving for power and ill will. But the Buddha teaches that we will fare according to our karma, that good deeds will produce good results and bad deeds, bad results. He does not say that worshippers will be saved and non-worshippers punished. There is no sign of greed or ill will in his teaching. He only exhorts his disciples to free themselves from such defilements. As for the teaching, its test is experience. It must possess 6 attributes, one of which is sanditika, which means the quality of being realized or experienced. So we can know whether it is true or false on the basis of experience. Other religions do not tell us what their followers can experience. All their teachings have to be accepted on blind faith. But the Buddha's teaching lends itself to empirical investigation. Spiritual experience is attained in a couple of weeks if you practice according to our instructions. And you will have extraordinary insight if the practice extends to 5 or 6 weeks. The Sangha, too, is genuine if it has 9 attributes, such as supatipanna, which means good training. Of course, every religion recognizes the importance of good training, but we must distinguish a good training from a bad training. A good training means freedom from ill will, greed and other evils. Such a training is not to be found generally in non-Buddhist teachings. The non-Buddhist systems do not help us to root out the evils, whereas the Buddhist training ensures their total extinction. The Sangha is committed to this training. Faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha is immensely beneficial. owing to lack of such faith, some people do not do good deeds, and some even do evil. Then there are those who reject karma and the idea of a future life. They do not avoid evil, and they do not do much good. Because of their lack of faith, their few good deeds that stem from love or compassion are outweighed by bad deeds. They have almost nothing to rely on for their welfare after death. On the other hand, men of faith avoid evil and do good as far as possible. So they make spiritual progress and are assured of a good afterlife. Ahirika and Anotapa, lack of moral shame and dread. Shame and dread are what we experience in everyday life. But it is not moral shame to feel unhappy for lack of good dress or prestige. Hiri is the shame associated with evil doing. Likewise, otapa means fear of evil doing. Lack of moral shame or conscience is called ahirika, and lack of fear in regard to evil doing is called anotapa. Lack of shame and lack of moral fear go together, but these two kinds of moral defects differ in quality. Just as a clean man does not want to be tainted with dirt, so also a good man does not want his conscience, hiri, to be defiled by evil. But it is otapa to dread the consequences of an evil deed. To put it another way, hiri makes a man reluctant to do evil because it leads him to reflect. Only the cowards, fools, and low-class people do evil. As a man of noble family, wise, good, and courageous, I should do no evil. But it is otapa that makes a man afraid of public opinion and unwilling to do evil. So a bhikkhu or yogi or a good man motivated by hiri will avoid evil because of his sense of self-respect, or he may do so out of regard for society, or for fear of being censured by devas, if not by some people who are aware of his misdeeds. Thus we shrink from doing evil, even evil when our moral conscience makes it abhorrent to us, or when its immediate and post-mortem consequences make us afraid. It is when we are devoid of shame and fear that we tend to do evil. In other words, evil deeds are rooted in the absence of these two moral deterrents. Men's moral progress is due to them, and were it not for them, men would morally sink to the level of wild animals. Hence the Pali name given to them, namely Lokapala Dhamma, the Dhamma that serves to guard human society.